Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome, guys, and thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in. That way, when you get ready for the show, you can go, bam, directly to the show. Lock that number in, 818-301-5834. 1-800-875-5634. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. It's Tuesday. It's a great day out. Sun shining bright here in Atlanta. And we're looking at a high of about 85 to 88 degrees today. So it's going to be a really, really nice and warm day today. Actually, you know, there are still a lot of swimming pools open, and I see a lot of people that are, around that have pools in my neighborhood that are still have their pools open, and they're still working them. So, and we are pretty much well into September. That's the way the weather is. The weather is in Atlanta. So enjoy today. Have a great day at work. Have a great day at doing whatever you're going to do today. But for the next half hour, tune in to the show. And thank you guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you are on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set it up however you want to be able to get daily show messages for the show, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go in there and type in the search box there. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. The show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. Now, I also promote the show on Twitter, so you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. And again, thank you. Now, I got a message, or I talked to someone on yesterday that was on the show saying that I was being, you know, funny as far as letting people come on the show. Now, I got them straight, but I also want to let you guys know the skinny behind this, because they didn't understand how the show works. But I'm sure a lot of you that's already been listening to the show, have maybe called into the show before, understands how the show works. Here's the deal. Now, if you call into the show on your cell phone or on your home phone or what have you, once you call into the show, the phone screen will tell you you can just hold on and listen, or you can press 1 to speak to the host. You can press 1 at any time, and I'll see that you did press 1, because there's an icon that shows up and shows that you want to be on the show. So once you're up on the show and listening, and all of a sudden you want to talk, go ahead and press 1, and then it'll show me that you want to talk, okay? And then I'll get to you, and I'll punch in your number, and I'll let you up on the show so that you can talk. Now, don't think that while you're listening to the show and you press 1 that you're immediately on the show. It doesn't work like that. I have to bring you up on the show. And I won't just click your number and you be on the air all of a sudden. I'll usually do your first, I'll usually do your area code. Like I'll say, we have a caller from the 404 area code. The first 3 digits are 328. I'll do that, and then I'll pull you up on the show. That way you'll know that now you're getting ready to be live on the show. Okay, just wanted to clear that up real quick, because someone was asking me about that. Now, again, on Thursday, now I have confirmed the show for Thursday. Thursday, I'm going to have a show with a young lady who was a teen mom. I mean, she had a child at 19 years old. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a show with her on Thursday, and hopefully she doesn't get cold feet and back out of the show. But I talked to her on yesterday, and she said she'll probably do the show. So that's kind of iffy there for me. But I'm telling you guys, I may have a single mother up on the show on Thursday. I've been trying to do this for a little while, so hopefully she'll come through for me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Let's jump into this because I'm excited about doing this show. This show is entitled today is How to Handle Your Drinks. How to Handle Your Drinks. Now, this means that what I mean by how to handle your drinks is that some people go to parties and stuff like that, and, well, let's go back. If you're at a party and there's someone at the party that has had too much to drink, you know they've had too much to drink, they're talking loud, they're being boisterous, they're all in, you know, someone's face, things like that. And immediately you think that they can't handle their drinks. All right? This is what you should do. And because there are young people that listening to my show, and I know a lot of you guys are just now starting to drink, and you're wanting to drink, and you're just now turning 21 or something like that, and you're legally able to drink, and you're wanting to drink, I'm saying is that learn how to handle your drinks. Because if you're just now starting to drink, you don't know your threshold. You don't know where the limit is. You don't know where you top out at. Okay? And I was the same way. But no one told me this. No one tried to teach me or show me how to handle my drink. Now, you know, when I was growing up, my mom, she liked to have a good time. Now, she drank, but I never, ever, ever saw my mom drunk, so to speak. I never saw her drunk. You know, and what I mean by drunk is you know, you don't have all your faculties. You can't keep your balance, falling over stuff, things like that. I never saw her like that. And then usually on the weekends, I was out with her. Okay, she had me with her. And we used to go to my grandmother's house, and we hang there on, like, say, for instance, a Saturday night. Saturday nights was live and in color at my grandmother's house, because my grandmother and my granddad, once they retired, they ran what you call a liquor house. And I don't care to say anything about it now, because they're dead and gone, so no one can do anything about it. It was illegal then. It's illegal now. But that's what they did. And that's what a lot of people did to supplement their income. And they did. They supplemented their income, and they supplemented their income well. Okay? My grandma never worked, as far as I knew. All my life, she never worked. My granddad, he worked, But by the time I was able to know what was going on, he was retired from the railroad, and he never worked. So they got checks, but pension checks, but they also did the liquor house on the side. So they made money. They supplemented their income. But now get this. So we go over there on Saturday night, and we hang out, okay? Me and my mom, we hang out, and she drink a little bit, and I'd hang out, I'd watch people, and I wasn't monitoring how much she was drinking or anything like that, but I knew she was drinking, all right? And at the end of the night, she'd drive home with no problem, okay? Now, I'm not condoning that. I'm not saying you guys, that's what you guys should do now, because, you know, if you get caught, the penalties are really, really severe right now. So don't do that. If you are going to drink, please don't get behind the wheel and drive, okay? But, you know, what I found out is the way to handle your drinks. This is how you handle your drinks. When you're drinking alcohol, the key is to keep your body hydrated. And what I mean by hydrated is drink water. And okay, so what I saw when I was growing up is people would come to my grandmother's house and they'd sit at the table and they'd say, "Hey, give me a half pint of gin." Okay, you pour up the half pint of gin, they pay for it, whatever. Now, you say, okay, you want any chaser with that? You want a Sprite or a Coke or some juice, some grapefruit juice or something? That's what we had. Nah, just give me some water. Just give me a glass of water. Like a glass of water? Okay, give him a glass of water. So he'd sit there and he'd drink that gin till it was all gone, you know, make the scary face, you know, and then he'd drink the water. He'd drink all the water. Now, the key is today, what I'm saying is when you drink and when you drink alcohol, you need to keep your body hydrated. So in between drinks, you need to have some water available so that you can drink water in between your drinks. If you drink water in between your drinks, I guarantee you that you won't start to feel bad about what's going on, okay? You won't start to feel real bad about how much you're drinking. I know sometimes I can drink and I'll say, man, you start to get to that spot where you're feeling you start to feeling a little funny. Okay? You start feeling a little funny. So once that, you know, starts happening, you know that you're getting to the edge. You're getting to the edge of your drinks, okay? And one thing, guys, I want to change here for 1 second is that I understand that there's people sending me messages now saying that my service is going in and out. But that's it, you know. For some reason, Blog Talk Radio's, well, I won't say Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to blame this on my service because I've been having issues all morning. And I couldn't get my messages out in a timely manner like I wanted to this morning because I couldn't get my internet going for some reason. So I had a challenge with that, and maybe that's a part of my phone or something going in and out. But hopefully it's okay and you guys understand what I'm saying. Okay, back to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and give your opinion on this as far as how to handle your drinks. Now, the reason I say drink water in between is because that's actually medically, you know, doctors say. I read some reports online at WebMD.com that if you drink water in between your drinks, that keeps your body hydrated, and that keeps you from going under the influence of alcohol at a faster rate. Okay, so hydrate your body, and you won't feel as bad the next morning after a night of drinking. Okay, and again, you have to be conscious of when you're getting to that point. When you're getting to that point of, you know, I call it no return for that day. Because I've been at that point. I've been at that point of no return. And it's not a good feeling. And then, you know, sometimes the next day, you don't even remember what happened the night before. Okay? And I don't want you guys to get into that situation. Unless you're trying to, unless it's a special occasion, you're at home, or you have someone with you that's going to take care of you, going to drive home and all this, that haven't been drinking all night, okay? But at least I can help you by saying, hey, have a glass of water, or have a bottle of water in between your drinks. That's how you handle your alcohol, okay? I don't care if it's just beer you're drinking. Still continue to have your bottle of water or a glass of water in between beers. And that's not hard. Now, my kids say, Dad, it's hard to drink water. No, I have no taste or anything like that. Well, you're right. But you have to drink water. If you take a bottle of water or a glass of water and go ahead and drink it down, no big deal. You're done with it till your next bottle. Okay? Don't sit there and nurse it for an hour. You'll never get it done. Just take the water and drink it on down. Now, I have a caller up on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 518. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Frank, I think on drinking, when people drink, they think when they get mad, they have to go and drink something. That's what messes them up, too. Reading they catch an attitude. When you get mad about something and want to go and drink, I think you just should go and walk somewhere or drive somewhere to cool your attitude down. Because when you go and drink, ain't nobody else telling what was going to happen.
You might so you're saying some people get up.
Drinking.
Huh?
A lot of people don't know how to handle that drinking when you're mad. I think they should just go and walk or drive somewhere till they cool off.
So you're saying a lot of people that when they get mad, they drink,
they
want to
go
and then
drink.
they can't handle it.
Can't handle it.
Right. Right. Well, that's true as well. But still, even if you're mad and you drink, if you're conscious, if you understand that I need to have a bottle of water or some type of water in between those drinks, that'll help you. You with me?
Yes.
So that'll help you if you understand that. Hey, I need some water in between these drinks. If you can get that understanding in your mind all the time. I don't care when it is. I don't care if you're mad, if you're happy or whatever. Because people drink, you know, one thing, that's what I want to own one day. I want to own a liquor store, okay, because it's never going to go away. When you're mad, you're going to drink. When you're happy, you're going to drink. When you're having a wedding, you're going to drink. When you're having a funeral, after the funeral, you're going to drink. So, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to have me a liquor store one day. But like I said, if you understand that, hey, I need to have some water in between these drinks, if you get that in your mind, it'll help you as far as not getting that, you know, stumbling drunk. You won't be like that.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate you coming, and I know that there are some people who they get mad or they get upset with their wife or girlfriend or something, and next thing you know, they're out there, you know, drinking like crazy. So, but I appreciate your call, and continue to listen to the show. Thank you for calling. So, guys, again, that was a good suggestion, is that if you're upset and you're wanting to drink, you know, some people get upset and they start drinking and they just drink till they can't drink anymore. And then it's like I said, it's at that time it's lights out. But if you do, like the caller said, is to pick up, get out, and, you know, take your stroll around the block, take your stroll up the street, or, you know, get in your car and drive, you know, 15 or 20 minutes and come back home, or whatever you have to do to kind of clear your mind of what's going on, then that's what you need to do. Just try not to just sit there and drink till you can't go anymore. So, you know, just try not to do that. Just try to remember. Just like when you pour a drink, you remember that, hey, I need to put a little chaser in there. Try to remember at the same time, just like you do about putting chaser in your drink, try to remember that I need to have a glass of water. I need to have a glass of water in between my drinks. Okay? So try to do that, guys, and you can better handle your drinks if you do that. And you'll feel a lot better the next morning if you do that as well. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professional that's on duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a tremendous day. And remember, on Thursday, I'll have the single mother on the show. And join us tomorrow as I talk about this horrible Atlanta traffic. Take care, guys. Love you.
Me, you'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. Yeah.